呢度唔系大众通常享受感恩节大餐嘅地方，不过华盛顿印第安文化博物馆嘅麦斯塔姆咖啡屋嘅特别之处，在于佢既系提供印第安美食，亦都感受到文化嘅魅力。顾客马杰丽哈斯话
：，We always learn something new, so you get to have a delicious lunch and you learn a lot。
马杰丽话：喺呢一度你能够学到好多嘅嘢，既享受咗美味嘅午餐，仲可以学习知识。呢一个博物馆嘅宗旨系展示印第安历史同文化。麦斯塔姆咖啡屋头厨理查德克兹勒解释话
：，Yeah, we want people to eat seasoning. We want them to realize what Native Americans probably would have been eating at that time, so they really get to see and taste some of those true ingredients.
理查德克兹勒话：，佢哋提供嘅食物具有季节性，佢哋希望大家了解当时印第安人可能食嘅嘢，咁样佢哋就能够睇到同埋品尝到当时嘅食材。在美国东北部，这个季节最常见的食材就是南瓜之类的食物，有些看上去可能有一些怪。他继续说
So these are the fresh black radish that we use, something that most people wouldn't think of as even being edible. If you walk by this at your farmer's market, you probably think, what am I going to do with this thing?
克兹勒说这些是新鲜的黑萝卜，大多数可能想不到他可以吃。如果你在农贸市场看到他，你可能会想这个怎样吃啊？克兹勒就说擦上油焗一焗，他就能够做一道美味的沙律。克兹勒鼓励大家大胆的尝试，比如炸鳄鱼肉。他说
People, because of being in the museum, become very generous eaters or they like to try different things that might not be in their typical comfort zone.
克兹勒说大家来到博物馆以后，吃东西就变得大胆起来，他们愿意尝试一些以前未吃过的东西。不过第一个圣诞节盛宴上显然没有鳄鱼肉，这个可能是一道南方菜。克兹勒承认他们在感恩节菜单上的确加了一些想象力，当年的清教徒和印第安人不太可能吃这一道熏鸭沙律。不过不用担心，他们的菜单上当然也有大家熟悉的传统火鸡和蔓越莓酱。如果你希望一个有文化内涵的感恩节体验，可以说这一道就是最适合的去处了。美国之音记者巴拉瓜纳华盛顿报道。